Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I'm your host, Adrian Conway, and we are back, folks. We're back for another season of Rise and Pod. What can you expect? Well, a few things. One is that we are going to continue to stick with the short formatted Daily Rise, where I get on here, I try to give you a quick and positive, sometimes challenging charge for the day. Those won't be daily, but I'm going to try to release a few each week. Then we're going to have opportunities where we will sit down and have conversations with Coach. Yes, that will be me, where I either take a solo dive into a particular topic, and we're talking physical training, we're talking mental training, we're talking general health and fitness. It could evolve around nutrition. It could evolve around training tactics, training phases, the value of general physical preparedness, or perhaps deeper dives into more nuanced physical training phases like neuromuscular facilitation and or power and explosive style training, or even recovery practices that sometimes are a little over or underrated. The list goes on things that I would love to include in this season with conversations with Coach. And there will be times where I'm also joined by my co-host, Dan Hooper, who's always valuable to hop on the mic and ask me the right questions. Because while he's been around me our entire lives and involved in the fitness industry, his experience as an athlete and coach is a little different than mine. So he's going to be able to ask a lot of the questions that you guys might find yourself asking your own self personally, or asking me through the speakers as you hear some of our episodes. I hope that we can bring value there. And then lastly, we are still going to try to get on the mic with athlete to athlete, as we are on the brink or the precipice of the beginning of the 2023 season. We sit here at the beginning of October looking onward to the Rogue Invitational. The good news, folks, is that I will be present at the Rogue Invitational, and I'll have an opportunity to be a part of the media staff there and cover this amazing event. Now, to some, this event is the conclusion of the 2022 season. But to me, this Rogue Invitational, although it will take place here in 2022, it really gives me the taste and the preface for the 2023 season. And I say it like this. A lot of athletes were unhappy with their performance in 2022. Some of them made it to the CrossFit Games and had a subpar performance in their own eyes, or from the eyes of the crowd and the fans. Some didn't even make it to the 2022 CrossFit Games and came up short. We're going to get to see these athletes grace the competition field there in Texas with an opportunity to create momentum and really put a statement on what they hope and what they can create for the 2023 season. Now, I can't leave out the previous champs. We don't know what T is going to do, although I will say it seems as though she might sit this one out. I can't say that they're counting her out all the way. We've seen through social media and through even the proven Instagram or YouTube channel that it seems as though they're keeping her open invitation slot available. And with that being said, don't count out the champ. She has been training. She has recently dropped in several now spots, whether it's through a magazine or through a local news channel, that she's coming back for 2023 as long as she's healthy to defend her on-running onslaught of the other females in pursuit of the CrossFit Games title, Fittest on Earth. And I would say that unlike any other year, she's in the gym more than she has been in the last three off seasons at this current time frame in the season, meaning that often she's pursuing another sport like bobsled previously, or she is actually just resting and spending more time away from the gym. But now she's back. She's with her proven crew. She knows she wants a long, healthy season this year and doesn't want to sit out as much. And to me, that makes almost a last second Hail Mary announcement. And I can't call it a Hail Mary because that's more like a prayer, but it would be a prayer answered for me, of course. And I think a lot of you out there listening would enjoy it as well. But I think that the opportunity is there for her to step in and want to compete. But nonetheless, the Rogue Invitational is close and it's coming. I want to do some episodes leading up talking about exactly what to expect, who's competing, what's the shakedown really look like, what are my personal predictions, and what am I looking forward to most about that competition, and why is it set apart uniquely compared to all the other ones that we watch unfold throughout the course of a season. Once this competition wraps, folks, we are truly into preseason mode for the 2023 season. athletes are now going to be focused. They're going to be preparing through the holiday season where a lot of us casual CrossFitters are hit and miss in the gym. We prioritize holiday parties and all our not so positive food selections, and they're going to be focused. Because we know now that we've got a good taste of what the evolution of the sport tends to look like with now Adrian Bosman at the head of programming and also the flow of the season, it's going to be a big challenge every single year. And we're going to find the open starts the latter part of February. Then we're going to jump right into quarterfinals shortly after. And for those CrossFit Games contenders, semifinal season will be here before we know it. Nonetheless, folks, we are back. Another season of Rise and Pod. I thank you for joining me for this kickoff episode. And although I wanted to just simply do some announcements, touch base with you, and really get some momentum going with me on the microphone, I want to leave you with this. You know what you have to do to be where you want to be. The only thing that stands between you and truly your desires and your goals is doing it. You see, everybody knows what they need to eat. Everybody knows what movements they should probably do in the gym. Now, they might not know how, but they know where to take themselves to get the advice they seek and they need to get the results that they want. And I guarantee you, you have almost every single answer to every single question that you ask yourself when it pertains to anything that you want on this earth. It's on YouTube. It's on Google. It's down the street. It's at your neighbor's house. It's at the gym. It's everywhere. Don't allow your lack of action to be the only obstacle that keeps you from having what you want. Remember that as you go on with the rest of your week, and remember that today, you know what you have to do in order to be where you want to be. So do it. Hey, if you do that, you know we're on your way to go. That's up. So keep rising.